From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series of studies in the life of Abraham as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, Light Brightening the Darkness of Death. Genesis 23, verses 1 through 20, records this sad event of Sarah's death. Here we see Abraham, the man of faith, experiencing one of the most heartrending occasions that can come into a person's life, the loss of a spouse. Abraham wept tears of mourning, for he had normal human emotions. Yet, in the face of the loss, there are no regrets, for he had loved Sarah as a man should love his wife. Rather, he knew by faith that God had removed her to a better place and to everlasting life. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, death is the greatest test of a man's religion. Abraham passed that test, for his faith was in the living and true God. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Continue Upright. The text is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, The prayer of the upright is his delight. This is as good as a promise, for it declares a present fact, which will be the same throughout all ages. God takes great pleasure in the prayers of upright men. He even calls them his delight. Our first concern is to be upright, neither bending this way nor that, continue upright, not crooked with policy, nor prostrate by yielding to evil. Be you upright in strict integrity and straightforwardness. If we begin to shuffle and shift, we shall be left to shift for ourselves. If we try crooked ways, we shall find that we cannot pray, and if we pretend to do so, we shall find our prayers shut out of heaven. Are we acting in a straight line, and thus following out the Lord's revealed will? Then let us pray much, and pray in faith. If our prayer is God's delight, let us not stint Him in that which gives Him pleasure. He does not consider the grammar of it, nor the metaphysics of it, nor the rhetoric of it. In all these men might despise it. He, as a father, takes pleasure in the lispings of his own babes, the stammerings of his newborn sons and daughters. Should we not delight in prayer, since the Lord delights in it? Let us make errands to the throne. The Lord finds us enough reasons for prayer, and we ought to thank Him that it is so.
Amen.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available to you. The principal focus of this particular issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? Or, how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Or, what is the greatest need of the church today? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
This strong man, broken and weeping like a child, mourning that his princess, as Sarah means, has gone. We see his human feelings. But hand in hand with those feelings, and this is always very important, you see his hearty faith. In other words, we see the man, Abraham, and we see the saint Abraham. And the great thing about Abraham is that they are one and the same. The man was a true saint, and the saint was a true man. For Abraham didn't cease to believe when he was stricken by grief. Remember that. When he was deeply pained, when his heart was breaking, when his world had shattered, when for that moment I have no doubt whatsoever that in the mind of the great man of God there was the thought, life is not worth the living anymore. If you don't understand that, all I can say is you have never been in enough houses of death. You've never stood with enough widows or widowers to see their nearest and dearest taken from them and to realize that their heart has been dragged from their body, as it were. But in the midst of this grief and deep and terrible suffering, Abraham did not cease to believe. That's the key to the man being a saint. He sorrowed. But he sorrowed not as those who have no hope. There's a lot that we can learn from this man of faith. You remember the words of Solomon in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 2? It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to heart. I trust tonight we will learn some things that we may learn to heart and lay to heart. So let's go to Abraham's house of mourning. We learn one simple truth, a glorious truth, that by faith Abraham enjoyed a light to brighten the darkness of death. There's a lovely old hymn which says, there's a light in the valley of death now for me. Thank God. We sang the words tonight. They tell us the reason why. It's since Jesus came into my heart. We want to look at this light brightening the darkness of death. May I say this first, that Abraham faced the darkness of death by the light of the gospel of life. The darkness he faced was darkness such as may be felt. His bereavement was real. His grief was deep. His mourning rent his whole soul. Abraham felt his great loss. Sarah and he had been through a lot together. He remembered their triumphs and he wept that they were gone forever. He remembered their sins and their failures and he wept that they could no longer have an opportunity to undo them. Most of all, he just felt a tremendous emptiness and loss. His life partner, his best companion, his closest friend, his true lover, was gone. And the fact that he had not been there at the end, no doubt for good reason. I personally believe that this woman didn't die of old age. Since God renewed her, she was really relatively a young woman. I think her death was somewhat sudden. But nonetheless, the fact that he had not been there at the end, he couldn't be there to hear her last words. He couldn't be there to take her hand, give her any word of encouragement as she faced the great last enemy. All that only made his sense of loss all the greater. Through all that, of course, I think I'd have to say that there was one thing that brought real comfort. He wept over her as a demonstration of great affection when she was dead. He grieved over her absence, and he could do so without hypocrisy. There are a lot of people, when they stand by the death or the dead body of a loved one, they grieve and they weep. And they show great affection and great love. The tragedy is they didn't do much of that during the person's life. And there's many a person who stands by the deathbed of another and they simply say, I wish I had. I wish I could relive the last few years. I wish I could go back over and undo the words of spite or the great personal hurt that I have inflicted. But let me say to you, I wish I had or I wish I had not make for a very bitter bereavement. Abraham, thankfully, did not have that to deal with. And in the midst of all this great sense of loss, no doubt the world couldn't see it. It was buried under his tears. But Abraham knew it was there, and God knew it was there. Underneath all this sense of loss, Abraham could rejoice in what the Lord had done for Sarah and what the Lord had done for him. He could remember the certainty of God's saving promise as he revealed to him and then to Sarah the purpose of grace through the promised seed that would lead to the Messiah himself. He could call to memory the glorious revelations of the Lord Jesus Christ that God had given to him and to his wife. He could look back on that day when, in a great pre-incarnation appearance on earth, the Son of God himself had come to his home and had spoken with him and with Sarah. He could dwell on the glorious change that had taken place in Sarah's life. I'm not here to preach on Sarah. I have to say that when you study her life, there is a lot with which you may find fault. There is a petty-mindedness and a spitefulness. There is a reactionary spirit that is not at all beautiful to behold. Many times her soul beauty did not measure anything up to her physical beauty. But God made a change in Sarah. Hebrews 11 makes it very clear that she who laughed in unbelief at the promise of God came with diligent faith to lay hold of that very promise. God made a glorious change in Sarah's life. And at the end of the day, as Abraham stood over her dead body, no doubt he could still admire the unrivaled beauty of her face and form. But it wasn't her beauty that brought him his greatest joy. It was the gospel change that God had wrought in her heart. Because the gospel alone has the power. The gospel alone has the light to chase away the darkness of death. Didn't Paul write to Timothy saying, "Our Savior Jesus Christ hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel"? Abraham was feeling some of that day. As he stood and looked at Sarah's body lying dead, he considered not just her body but her soul. Standing there, he must have asked the question that Job asked: "Man dieth and wasteth away, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he?" That's a question that must come to the heart and mind of every bereaved person. Standing over his wife's dead body, this was the question: where is she? Where is she? The all-important question. And here, thankfully, Abraham's tears were at least in part tears of joy and happiness, because though her body was dead, her soul was not dead. She was in the paradise of God. What a light that sheds on the darkness of death. Paul put it beautifully in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The testimony of every believer, absent from the body, present with the Lord. As he stood there pondering her soul, I have no doubt he pondered his own readiness to die. And though he wept in natural grief, Abraham knew that Sarah was ready to die. And as he thought on it, he knew that by the same grace, he himself was ready to die. He must have felt that day, I know every time I stand in the presence of death, that something to which I never become used, and I trust I never shall. Standing in the presence of death, he must have realized death is the great test of all religious profession. What does it matter what you believed in life or what you did in life if it won't stand the test of death? If your religion is not good enough to die by, you're a fool to live by it. This is the great test.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.